This is Joseph Gervasi. I'm here with Pat Society of Violent Society. Today is September 25th, 2013. We're recording this interview at my house, and this is part of Loud Fast Philly. Hey, Pat.
How are you?
Hi. So this is the time of the interview where you can't talk shit about anybody because other people will hear it. So let's begin nice. Tell me about where you were born and when.
I was born in Bristol. I pretty much grew up in Lower Bucks County, between Feasterville, Newtown area.
What year were you born?
73.
Okay.
I'm an old man now.
You're 2 years younger than me.
Nah.
But so what is that area like? Or was it like then when you were growing up?
Part of it was kind of, middle class, I guess. Not until the, later part of my years, it became kind of a lot of people that lived in New York moved, became the demographic changed a lot. It was kind of different, it's completely different now than it ever was, but it was, I would say, more like middle class,
And it was, that would be for you as well.
Yeah, okay.
So what were your interests as a young guy, prior to discovering punk and all that sort of thing?
I was always into music. When I first got into music, I was into things like, one of the first bands I liked was Blondie. I liked The Clash. It wasn't until a little later I discovered their first album. So, you're talking, more like London Calling, Cut the Crap kind of stuff, like when I was
Combat Rock,
when I was younger. I grew up, I really like New Wave. I was really into The Police. I liked stuff like Flock of Seagulls. I always liked poppy music. I liked some heavy metal. I listened to AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne as a kid,
It seems like those kind of things kind of would have you primed for punk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Kind of like have at least little elements of it in there.
I was really into sports. When I was younger, I was really into baseball. I kind of really got bored and disinterested with it. I started to like football a little bit. I got turned on to hockey, soccer, and that's where I really got into those a lot.
Mm-hmm. So how did punk wind up coming into your life, and when was that?
I guess it kind of was always in my life. I really didn't know what it was. There wasn't a name for it. I listened to Blondie and stuff like that, and The Clash, so I didn't really know it as punk, it was kind of just music to me. And I was always really heavily into music. Punk came into my life probably about 6th or 7th grade, maybe. I always listened to a lot of heavy metal when I was a kid, I'm not talking like Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that, which people consider heavy metal. It was more like Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, stuff like that. But I always kind of find it weird. I couldn't relate to. I couldn't look at a guy with spandex pants, and like long hair and, tassels around them. I looked at it and I just kind of thought, this is ridiculous. As much as I like the music, I don't like the stage show. I don't like the dress. I don't like the fucking guitar solos. It bored me. You had the riffs and the melody and stuff like that. I like to. When I first got into punk, it was kind of I found my calling. I remember getting the first punk record I ever got was. Actually, it was a cassette. My friend had copied it for me, but it was Circle Jerks Wonderful. And I just listened to it, and I was like, this is insane. I no longer have to play my records on 45 speed when they're a 33 and a third. It was great, I got into that. I got into, one of the other records I got into was, because it was probably 1985, 86, was Dead Milkman, Big Lizards in my backyard. I got into that. I got into things like the Peggin' Babies, Black Flag, Sex Pistols, DRI, There's a band called Suburban Uprise, later became The Uprise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was into that. There was a band, another band from Philly called TCO. I was really into that. So it just kind of catapulted, and like, it just made, I don't know, like, it changed my outlook of what I thought music was. Like, this was kind of like more like my calling. You know, it was sped up, had an attitude, and I don't know, it was catchy, you know, like that. I mean, to me, I always like catchy and fast music, so.
Mm-hmm. And how were you getting these things? Like, were you hitting certain record stores?
Oh, I mean, it's not like today. Like, today, like, you can go and, like, you can download everything off a file sharing thing and get, like, I mean, you had to go and you had to go buy a record and you had to say, okay, well, I'm going to buy this Black Flag record. And I'll just use this for an example. When I bought my first Black Flag record, it was Jealous Again. Mm-hmm. Well, I liked it so much, I went back the next day and I bought Slippin' In and I bought My War. And, like, the progression of the band, like, I didn't think it was the same band. I couldn't even, like, see, like, how they were connected, you know? So you, mm-hmm. you kind of had to learn, like, oh, well, what do you like, what you don't like? You know, you'd buy something like a Discharge Grave New World record, and you're like, okay, why does everyone like Discharge? And you have this record, and you're like, okay, yeah. You know? So you kind of had to, like, fish. Like, it was, you were kind of, like, on your own. It was, like, word of mouth. You go to a show, you'd see somebody wearing a shirt, and be like, okay, well, what's that? Is it good? Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, did you go through, like, the thank you list or, like, the t-shirts that people were wearing on the records, you know, that kind of thing?
Sometimes I did, but I was always kind of, like, I wanted to figure out stuff for myself kind of than, like, I don't know. I never really liked the norm. I never liked what people were really liking. And it wasn't planned that way, but I just, like, I kind of, like, wanted to check shit out for myself, you know?
Mm-hmm. So where you grew up, was it entirely in the shadow of Philadelphia, or did it have a sort of scene unto itself in punk?
No, not really. I mean, there were the band Suburban Uprise was from my town.
Did you know those?
They were a little older than me, but I knew, like, all their friends. They were kind of like these, you know, like, after the Exploited gig where they, like, tipped over the you know, the trailer and all that stuff. Like, they were, like, you know, they were, like, legends, like, you know, for, like, that. Like, it was, like, who does that to this, like, iconic punk band, you know, like.
What was their reason for doing that?
Just because they were, I guess, skinheads and patriotic or something, whatever. Right. Like, kind of sounds dumb, like, now, but, like, looking back on it, like, people have been talking about that episode for almost 30 years, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
Ernie, this is kind of sidetracking, but do you have any contact with any of those people or know?
I talked to you, Rob, yeah. Uh-huh. He was doing a band called Everyday Dollars, okay. Which we played with once. I don't think they're going right now, but
I'd be curious to know how Suburban.
It's a great band. Like, I mean, like, I don't know if, like, you'd heard them, but they're really great. Like, they actually did a Brick House song on it. They actually do an Uprise song on it, but they covered under the Everyday Dollars banner, but it's really good.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear that. Well, anyways, so then, did you start coming into Philadelphia at a young age?
I would go to shows all over. I mean, I'd go to Philly for shows. I lived at City Gardens every weekend because it was just the way Randy would have shows. He would book a band and they couldn't play Philadelphia because of the mile radius. But they were just able to play New York by a couple miles. So a lot of bands wouldn't come to Philly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on how they were booked. But I would do there, you know, all around the suburbs. There was always, like, fire hall shows, you know, I'd go to.
So when did you start to want to have a band of your own?
I never really wanted to have a band. It just, I always liked writing lyrics. Mm-hmm. And two of the guys that were in the band at the time were doing another band, and I just started writing lyrics, and I said, yeah, if you want this for your band, you can have it. And they were like, dude, why don't you fucking sing for us? He's like, our singer and our, you know, the other guy, I think it was a drummer, he's like, they're fucking clowns. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, whatever, you know.
And is this Violent Society?
Yeah, it was like beginning stages of it, yeah.
And what year would that be?
I guess it, like, we started bedroom practicing a couple of years for, it was like 90.
It's been around for a hell of a long time. So then you began to, I guess, take it more seriously at mm-hmm. that point.
I mean, like, I didn't really have any goals to do anything. Like, you know, my goal was to, I wanted to play with the Exploited. Because I loved them as a kid, you know. Like, I was like, I wanted to play City Gardens, you know. But anything else, like, I don't know, I never was into the whole being in a band, I'm a rock star, shit like that. Like, just, I like music. Right. And it just kind of, it just happened.
How many records have you wound up, have you in total released with the band?
I think we did 5 CDs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And have you consistently played since 90? Or have there been periods where you've broken up?
Yeah, we played off and on, like, through, but there was, like, a good, like, maybe 5-year hiatus that we didn't play. And we don't play often now. I mean, it's just kind of a get-together. I really have no interest in doing it anymore. I mean, I'm proud of, like, the songs I wrote. I still like them. I just, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of like, you know, I'm almost 40 here. I'm kind of, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, you know, who wants to take a 40-year-old guy seriously? Like, singing the stuff that you sang when you were 20, you know, just, I don't know. I do it more because my friends, like, the guys I play with, like, I really love them. They don't live here anymore. So they want to get together and, all right, well, we'll go play a show and we'll have some beers and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So now you've seen probably some of the reunion shows that the bands that you kind of grew up,
yeah,
you know, loving and who are considerably older than you even, mm-hmm, you know, doing this thing. I mean, how do you tend to feel about, you know, these bands kind of coming back from the grave and doing this stuff?
I mean, they're doing it because they love it, you know? Like, I mean, when I was a kid, like, I loved Pagan Babies. And I mean, I remember one time, like, I drove around for 3 hours trying to find Club Pizzazz when I was a kid, you know? And we were like, the girl that was driving, I didn't have a license, you know, like, we were just, like, couldn't find it, you know, so we were pissed, so, like, you know, I mean, like, I got to see them, so that was great, you know, I became really good friends with Mike and Dan, so, that's been really cool, I mean, I'm all for it, you know, I don't know, I don't think a lot of these people are trying to relive their youth or anything, it's just, they're doing it because they had a good time doing it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. So what keeps you then interested in this thing that you've, you know, been a part of for so long?
I love punk. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's always been, like, kind of in my blood. Like, I mean, I love younger bands, you know, I love all the classic, you know, token punk rock and hardcore bands that everybody loves. I mean, there's some of it, you know, I don't care for, but I don't know, I find it interesting, you know what I mean? Like, you look at a subculture that's, I mean, we're going on since, what, 75, like, it started, and it's still going. Like, what other, like, subculture is really doing that? Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's sort of a remarkable thing, because young people will still come into this thing and still find this kind of, like, wealth of vitality. You know, it's still kind of a thriving thing, and I think it's kind of a rare.
I remember back in, I think it was 1991, like, I went out to Vancouver, like, right after I graduated, and I went and saw Rocket from the Crypt. They were, like, you know, a pretty relatively new band. I mean, them and Seaweed, and, you know, I remember, like, going to the show, and I would, like, ask people, like, you know, record stores around here, and we'd go pick up records and stuff, and I remember, like, asking people in the store, like, do you have any Eater Slaughtering the Dogs record? And the guy was just like, how the fuck do you know these bands? Like, it's not like you could pull them up on the internet, like, you know.
Yeah.
I had my little trouser press record guide that I would, like, look from, like, and if it wasn't listening there, you didn't know it exists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody turned you on to it. So
what do you think it is that for young people who kind of discover this thing, you know, time and again, and still find this something about it? Like, what do you think that they continue to be drawn to punk?
I'd say more the attitude or the aggression. I mean, there's always some, you know, stupid cunts that, like, just like the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. I never really cared about that. I mean, not that I didn't like it, but I did, you know. That wasn't the main interest with me, but I think a lot of people look at it that way. They look at it also for, like, the rebellion, you know, but it's kind of not rebellious anymore. I don't know. I think it's kind of like the social norm, really, like, you know.
Yeah, all of the weird haircuts are sort of ubiquitous.
Like, I'm sorry, like, Johnny Rotten's hair is not much different than Justin Bieber's now. Like, what do you, you know.
Yeah, or at the little kid that who's like walking in the mall with his mom, who his parents just kind of spiked his hair up.
But one of the cool things too about it is like it's a lifestyle. It's like punk taught you to think, like whether it's just like your views on a certain subject or just questioning anything. Like it kind of always made you think differently than the guy sitting next to you, that just, had the boring life.
Yeah, do you think it kind of installed the bullshit detector?
Yeah. Without a doubt, it's like the random holiday party with, like, you get to listen to the same shit, don't give a fuck, really, and you're just like, okay, go on. But...
So your straight job is you're a truck driver, right? Is that a union?
No.
So does anything of punk kind of like move through you in doing that? Like, is there a certain independence in what you do that, I'm trying to get at? Do you feel like that is in any way an extension of your interest in punk? Like that gives you certain sense of autonomy or something like that? Or is that a bit of a stretch?
I don't know. I mean, like, with my job and stuff, I don't treat things black and white, you treat people like, and like situations on like, your own basis. And, you have a lot of people that just want to follow everything by the book and whatever, but I don't know. I it's kind of more like, liberal-minded, like in my work, so. Mm-hmm.
Are you driving long distance?
No, around here.
Okay. Yeah. So, I guess it essentially covers probably mostly. Well, I'll ask you, the musical form, kind of, you have a outburst in late 70s, and you kind of have it turned into hardcore in early 80s, and then there's other kind of changes. You'll get kind of like grind and crust in mid 80s, and then sort of an emo screamo thing in the 90s. Do you see any other sort of progression within the musical form, or is the musical form always kind of perpetually locked in kind of forms that have already been established in the past?
It's all kind of comes from like something that's done before. I mean, I don't really think it's going to be anything drastically different. I mean, you have bands that sound like the Sex Pistols now that sound exactly like the Sex Pistols. Like, you have bands like Big Black that, like, sound like people that are doing it now. It's just in a different form. Like, I don't know what really groundbreaking thing musically you're going to have out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it'll come, but me predicting it, like, I don't see it.
Right. Yeah, very good. Super. Well, thanks a lot for talking to me.
No problem. And, anything else you want?
Would you like to talk shit on anybody? I mean, the tape recorder is on.
Nah, because usually I don't need to talk shit. Like, if I have a problem, I'll tell you.
Do you have a problem with me?
Nah.
Good.
I'm just trying to figure if you booked us with the Cabbage Collector. But I used to go to your show, so I remember.
Thank you for coming to the shows. Let's just say that we booked you.
Why not?
We booked you in spirit or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Super. Well, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.